Red FM.
Yeah, it was the right result there in the final now against Leinster, like, but from an entertainment perspective, it wasn't great, but it was a the result was right. It was, I think everybody's focus, including the players at this time of the year, is on the Heineken Cup final and the Magners League, even though it is very important monetarily from an Irish rugby perspective. People aren't as interested as was evidenced by the crowd at it. But having said that, it was a workman-like performance and it was a win.
Were you surprised how flat Ospreys were, considering the calibre of player they have and that they are defending champions?
Not really. They seem to be very apathetic about the whole thing as well, because they don't seem to have a whole lot of money. Their sort of mainstream players are heading off to greener pastures next year, and I'd say there's not a great bond between their team as there used to be. And you know, money is the name of the professional game at this particular point in time. So I think they were quite apathetic and disinterested, to say the least.
They did look like a team of individuals last night, didn't they?
Incredibly so. I mean, and you know, you can address the Munster issue with re-coaching and that, but their whole dressing room sort of financial background, the whole Ospreys ethic doesn't appear to be what it should be. It's certainly not harmonious, and that's reflected on the pitch.
The scrum did quite well last night, I suppose. Do you think they're getting that aspect of the game up to the right standard now?
Perhaps. Tony Buckley wasn't on the match day 22, but Marcus Horan was an improvement, certainly. But I also think the referee came down incorrectly a few times on the Munster side, so he got away with that. But the scrum is improving, which is an area that is positive, certainly. But there's a lot more we'll have to improve if we're going to pose a serious threat to Leinster, who appear to be in a different place completely to us now, a much better place.
Just on the scrum, Damien Varley was speaking during the week and he says it depends nearly on the referee and their interpretation of that. That's very tough for the players, isn't it?
It's very difficult. I mean, I think it was the first, second or third scrum, I can't remember, but the Ospreys got the run on Munster and absolutely buried them nearly into the Thomond Park pitch wall, you know, and he blew against the Ospreys, who had won the scrum by a mile. I mean, in fact, Munster won the first three penalties in the scrums, I think, even though I felt that the Ospreys were offensive and were doing the right thing, you know. But it's a very subjective area, and it is absolutely relative to the referee on the day. And, you know, these things can win or lose matches. As it happened, Adam Jones is probably one of the best titles in the world, and the referee freed him a good few times yesterday. So it's very much up in the air, and it's absolutely subjective.
Danny Barnes got all the headlines with his two tries. How highly do you rate him, and what do you think his greatest strengths are?
Looking at the Munster backline last evening, I thought he was lively. He looked lively, I'll say that for him. But the midfield axis of Massey himself and O'Gar is just too small. He's a good little young fella, but he's not the finished product yet, and he's too lightweight for the middle of the pitch for top-level rugby at this particular point in time. But yes, he has potential, and yes, he did look lively, but our midfield is just too light for the top level.
Yeah, I think he's played a lot on the wing. Do you think that'll be more his natural position?
I haven't seen enough of him, you know. He runs a couple of good lines, but I felt there was times when he could have taken the ball flatter when people were looking for him to hit the pass, which, you know, something that Earls would do. But maybe that might come with experience. I hope it does, but at this particular point in time, he has a future, certainly. What position it is, I don't know. But in the middle of the pitch, standing at 12 or 13, he's definitely too light at this point in time.
Who are you most impressed with in red last night, Mas?
I think the scrum half is an addition, definitely. Yeah. Conor Murray, particularly, because he has physique, and you need physique at this level. He has a break. His pass is slightly laboured, perhaps, but he is an addition. And he's a big man, and he's got physique, and I think he has a great future. I think there's a possibility he might even go to the World Cup. Mm. And I look forward to seeing him playing more and playing in that sort of number 8, number 9 role, because he has the physicality to take on the big boys, and that's very necessary in the modern game.